This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
According to the former FBI director, Jim Comey, abuse of power by the top brass at the FBI is how doing it by the book is done at the top law enforcement agency in the world.
It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Comey, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the top of the line, great, how would you rate the Crossfire Hurricane investigation in terms of being done thoroughly by the book, an investigation the FBI should be proud of?
I'm not sure I can apply a number scale, but I would say in the main it was done by the book, it was appropriate, and it was essential that it be done.
Did you know that Mr. Kleinsmith doctored the email for it to read that there was no association between Page and the CIA, that he changed there was to there was not? How do you feel about that?
I know nothing about Mr. Kleinsmith other than what I've read in the
public. Well, how do you feel in general about an FBI lawyer doctoring information exculpatory to somebody being surveilled?
Any false statement in the course of an investigation is deep.
But you didn't know anything about that, okay? The Crossfire Hurricane, Crossfire Razor investigations, I think have really shaken confidence in the system. And my goal as chairman, and this will go into the next Congress, no matter who's in charge, Senator Feinstein, is that FISA needs to be reauthorized, but right now, without substantial reform, I don't think we could get it reauthorized.
It took 4 years to gather them, but all of the pieces have been found regarding the deep state corruption jigsaw puzzle. The Russian collusion hoax instigated by powered mad demon Hillary Clinton has been completely unearthed. It is now known that the CIA asked the FBI in 2016 to investigate whether Hillary Clinton had approved a plot to distract from her email crimes by, quote, stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services, end quote, according to newly declassified information. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe sent a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee explaining that the CIA's referral had been given to top FBI leadership, including former Director James Comey and Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok. And as Jamie White wrote, the CIA had ironically learned of the allegations from Russian intelligence claiming Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians' hacking of the Democratic National Committee.
This is a scandal about what was a coup planned against the incoming administration at the highest levels. And I can report here tonight that these declassifications that have come out, those weren't easy to get out. And there's, in fact, far more waiting to get out. Unfortunately, those releases and declassifications, according to multiple sources I've talked to, are being blocked by CIA Director Gina Haspel, who herself was the main link between Washington and London as the London station chief for John Brennan's CIA during the 2016 election. Recall it was London where Christopher Steele was doing all this work. And I'm told that it is Gina Haspel personally who's blocking continued declassification of these documents that will show the American people the truth of what actually happened.
Of course, the Democrats continued their disconnected pattern of preying on the gullible, claiming that impending matters required more attention. But nothing could be further from the truth.
You know, when we left July 31st for the August recess, they had us scheduled only to come back in for 3 out of the next 15 weeks. That is the best sign of any sign that she has no intention of Congress trying to be helpful to the country to navigate this pandemic and keep us in as good a position as possible. It's all about defeating Donald Trump.
And the obstruction continues, as Andrew McCabe's attorney said.
Is it Bandot Video? The Comey Puppet Show never ends. Very important report in the John Bounds section. Go to Bandot Video, click the left-hand corner, you'll see the John Bounds channel. It's all right there. But you can't share Bandot Video on Twitter. You can only share 2020electioncenter.com. So if we send that link to Mark Dice, hopefully he shares it because he's the king of Twitter and he's coming up right now with his new book. He's premiering here today. We're very honored. We love Mark Dice. So, unfiltered, live, Mark Dice, straight ahead with only 27 days left till the election.
We have a new week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I went out walking through streets paved with gold. Lifted some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I...
And it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and they're all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
I went drifting through the capitals of tin.
Well, I'm really excited about Mark Dice, media analyst, social critic, political activist, and author, constantly making national news with his insightful analysis. He's a best-selling author. He's got a new book. I'm going to let him announce it. We're really honored that he's announcing it here on air with us today. We've got him for the next 15 minutes, the rest of the hour. Find him on YouTube for now at Mark Dice, and again, also on Twitter. Mark, great to have you here. Wow, what a crazy time of 27 days out.
Great to be with you, Alex. One of the few platforms in the country that's truly independent from the social media titans, from the big tech censors. We just saw President Trump got censored again today. It's incredible what you've been able to build, and I know that you're under attack. They're always inventing new and more devious ways to try to continue to further reduce your voice. So great to be here where we can speak freely and not be concerned about getting deplatformed, demonetized, censored, suppressed. And the new book is Hollywood Propaganda, How Television, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture. And everybody knows that Hollywood is liberal, that they push a liberal agenda, but people need to know how deep it goes and the mechanisms of power that are behind the scenes, because just like in Washington, D.C., there are lobbyist groups that lobby members of Congress to pass laws. Hollywood has lobbying agencies that come and lobby the writers in the studios to insert specific messages into the shows and into their scripts to popularize ideas.
You're absolutely right, and now it's very clear to the president. I saw you were commenting on his tweet, repeal Section 230. You said if we don't stop this, it won't be much longer until people are banned from even owning a cell phone if big tech doesn't like what they talk about or text with their friends. They're even inside the WhatsApp of Facebook blocking Alex Jones, blocking Jordan Peterson. I've seen blocking you. So this is, I mean, they're getting away with bloody murder here.
It's terrible, and the tech has evolved far beyond what the laws are able to keep up with. And we've been complaining about Section 230 needing amending for many years now. And it's not far-fetched to see that somewhere down the line, Windows or Apple could literally just deny you, for example, the right to have an iPhone or the right to use their software. You're creating content that's violating their terms of service that you agreed to with the click-through menus that you supposedly agreed to when you install the software. And it's getting so bad. And, you know, in my previous book, The Liberal Media Industrial Complex, I talked all about that. We're all familiar with how social media has evolved over the last few years, especially since the 2016 election, to suppress and censor conservative voices, to artificially amplify liberal trends, to insert things into the trending topic to create a false self-fulfilling prophecy, to give the impression that something is popular, put it into the trending module, get people talking about it. They then start talking about it. But Hollywood is an incredible weapon, really, that's been used and weaponized more in the last few years with the anti-Trump agenda, the war on America, pushing socialism. We're having television shows now promote ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as the new boogeyman. And a lot of this has to deal with these social impact agencies, which are literally Hollywood lobbying groups that are used by Planned Parenthood, by LGBT groups, by the United Nations. The Obama administration used them. And they're the ones who wine and dine Hollywood producers, writers, and they get their literal ideas and characters inserted into the scripts of popular shows. So we're seeing ICE be the new boogeyman. ICE are the bad guys. There was an episode of The Conners, the terrible spinoff of the Roseanne franchise, where one of the characters had a boyfriend who worked at a restaurant. He was an illegal alien. He got detained in a sweep, and it was a big heartbreaking moment about how terrible ICE is, and they're breaking up families because he just knocked her up, and immigration is the big enemy, and President Trump's behind the whole thing. It's just incredible because people who haven't tuned into the news or tuned out are still being inundated with this propaganda through entertainment, and it's very sophisticated, very powerful.
I totally agree. Let me just say this. I had a bunch of questions I want to ask you. I only got to read half the book. I got it 2 days ago. It's amazing. All your books are amazing. They're all groundbreaking, but I wouldn't call you a late bloomer because I know you were on my show like 2004, 2005. I met you 2006 in L.A., You were always great on air. You always done a great job. But, brother, I'm a big fan. So are all the listeners. I know the White House says Trump's a big fan. You just get better and better. So, I mean, what's going on here, Mark? Because I kind of got better in ways but worse than others. My trajectory is like this. Yours is like this. What's going on with Mark Dice? You going to, like, start getting a red cape and flying around here soon?
Well, I think I found my voice, I found my passion, and with President Trump being a candidate that a lot of the disaffected voters could actually get behind to break the two-party system, to break the establishment, the D.C. swamp, it was a great cause to get behind. And so
Trump's energy in the fight has supercharged you.
Absolutely.
And that's what Churchill said. He said, most great men are made by the great circumstances they're in.
I started supporting Trump early 2015 when I started seeing the vicious attacks against him. And I'm like, well, that's not true what the media is saying about him. And I just kept debunking the lies and the smears and listening to him directly instead of just the sound bites that were fed through the filtered mainstream media. It became apparent that he was our guy. And
how iconic is him taking that mask off and saying the only fear we have to fear is fear itself? Because I didn't like a lot of what Roosevelt did, but he was a great leader, a great orator. The only Democrat in the last century was even half decent. I mean, Trump is now Roosevelt level saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
The mainstream media in this country is Nazi Germany level. It's Orwellian level. The fact that they're openly disappointed that the president is getting well, that they were glad that he was sick, in the last few days, they've reached a new low. They're literally disappointed that the president has made a rapid recovery, is making rapid recovery from the coronavirus. They were hoping that he was going to be on a ventilator. Let's face it, they really want him dead.
Oh, and they want their own recovery dead. What do the left think if they bankrupt America and no borders, no walls, and collapse it? Why do they think they're going to get ahead? They're not.
Because they want a voter base of people who want handouts. They want the universal basic income. They want to siphon off the wealth from those of us who work hard, who save our money, who dedicate our time and our education to trying to make a good life for ourselves and our families. They want to take the money from us through taxes and through inflation and then give it to those who want a handout in order to bait them and to continue supporting the Democrat Party. And that's why the Democrats are openly shifting so far to the left. It's becoming Marxist movement.
Well, again, we've got the late bloomer who was kick-ass 16, 17 years ago and is now Tyrannosaurus Rex meets Godzilla level. We have Mark Geist with us. I'm Alex Jones. I had a list of questions for him and the new book, Hollywood Propaganda, available. What's that? We'll push this to number one. We need to push this to number one.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Chinese, Hollywood, the left, radical Islam is trying to bring down the United States of America. We're joined by Mark Dice. All right, I got up to page 149. I only got this book 2 days ago. And so I want to talk about this as we wage war on corruption. Some actors are real CIA assets. That's the part I got up to. Because we can talk about events, we can talk about things that are happening. People need to know the blueprint of how it operates. So, Mark, we can get into the war on Trump, the 25th Amendment, fam fiction, immigration, the war on white people, abortion, LGBT agenda, gender swaps, and feminism. You got the floor. So just, where do you want to go next? Your book, these points? I want to drive your book to number one. I know you're even launching it today. I'm so honored you're here. That's a big political statement if we drive your book, Hollywood Propaganda, number one on Amazon. How do we do that?
I think we can if everybody buys it right now. And last year, the Liberal Media Industrial Complex, my previous book, was number two of all books the day that I announced it. So if everybody goes to Amazon, orders Hollywood Propaganda, How Television, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, there's a very, very good chance we can get it to number one. Brian Stelter will cry himself to sleep tonight. As usual, liberal media is going to totally freak out. But, a lot of people say that they're not into politics, but pop culture is politics. It's woven into the fabric under the disguise of entertainment, and especially recently, because now even sports, which usually was one of the last places you could go to escape the pressures of politics, has been inundated with it. And of course, that's a very specific tactic that the Democrats are using in order to get their agenda to people who usually don't follow the news, or maybe even if they do, to just bombard them with messages about how terrible Trump is, and we got to just either not go and vote for him or get out and vote for Joe Biden to get him out. It's a very crafty method of propaganda. And to illustrate how powerful entertainment is, this is declassified, by the way, the CIA actually created a record label in Cuba and hired rappers in order to foment dissent against Raul Castro, trying to overthrow his regime, because they wanted music that was against his regime, that was anti-communism, that was similar to the anti-establishment music that we had in the United States in the 1960s. And so the CIA obviously wanted Raul Castro communism to collapse in Cuba. So they literally started a record label and hired rappers and fed them points and helped promote their careers in order to spread a message through the music. That's how powerful entertainment
is. But only because it wasn't Chi-Com, big corporate fascist communism. It was a branch of communism that I don't support. It was terrible, but something they didn't run.
And that is how powerful entertainment is. And that's, think of the effects of rap music. And people point to rap music and blame it for some of the violence or blame movies. And it's not accurate to say that it's a cause, but in many cases, it's definitely a catalyst. It prepares, it primes people, it encourages, it guides people's thoughts. It's a powerful medium. And so we have recently these social impact agencies, which are Hollywood lobbyist groups, whining and dining popular studios and writers to insert their leftist propaganda, pro-abortion messages, glorifying abortion. This is why same-sex marriage became so widely accepted, is literally television shows like Ellen.
Let's talk about that. What's the agenda behind that? Because they're force-feeding that all day long.
Well, at first they said, oh, they just want the right to get married, but now they must be celebrated. Now they're at every award show. They're heroes. They're amazing. And their foot was in the door to now what we see here just a few years later, child drag queens, drag queen story hour, this complete debauchery of the human soul. And a few years ago, if there was a child drag queen being promoted on ABC's Good Morning America, which Desmond is Amazing was, by Michael Strahan and the co-host, there would have been a national outrage. It literally, people would have completely lost their mind, but now Michael Strahan applauds. Yay, it's an 11-year-old dressed as in drag, performing
on
at gay
video with convicted murderers and drug dealers.
Performing simulated strip teases at gay bars while men throw dollar bills. And I guess that's why, you know, one of your strikes on YouTube was because you said that that was an abomination and that's considered to be hate speech because you're not allowed to criticize this. And now we see finally, at least there was some outrage over Netflix's Cuties. But there's another documentary.
They lost like 2.5 million subscribers, but that's the thing. The NFL loses a third of their viewers or more. Baseball, basketball, but they don't care. They just keep. Why do they push, even though it destroys their own operations?
Well, it's ideology over income, and they're so desperate that they're doing everything that they can to try to inundate viewers at every angle with the leftist propaganda. The popular sports website Deadspin was told, the upper management told the writers to stick to sports, which shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who works at a sports website. And one of the editors revolted, filled the webpage with a bunch of pop culture news, a bunch of political news. He was fired. He tweeted out unironically that he was fired for not sticking to sports after being told to. That's how crazy they are. They need...
I would love to be able to go someplace to check out of this. I can't. It's everywhere. It's every movie, every show, every sporting event. I can't walk down the street. It's just everywhere. But don't they get markets pissing us off? It's not making us accept it.
It is having a big backlash, and I think that's an unintended consequence. Perhaps their arrogance is making them blind to that. A lot of people are being energized by this, pushing back on this. We started seeing it in 2015 with the crazy Halloween costumes being ridiculed or being banned for being offensive. And now people, conservatives, those of us who still have some intelligence in us, are openly mocking these people and pushing back. And people are rising up by simply criticizing and pushing back. So it's, as you say, it's an info war.
Well, I totally agree with you, Mark, and I want to go into your book when we come back. But let me ask you this. You never compromised. When I got the platform 2.5 years ago, you were one of the only people other than like Tucker Carlson that said it was wrong and they were coming for everybody next, which people think, you're going to get banned for that. You've been censored. You've been blocked some. You've been frozen here and there. But how have you maintained your integrity and still not been deplatformed on YouTube and Twitter? Well, what is it about you? Because most people that grovel get banned. You didn't. You're still there. They're shadow banning you, but you still survived. Are they scared of you, or what is it?
Well, because I'm on a mission, and my mission is the message. My mission is not about making money. My mission is not about getting famous. It's about the message, and I'm so tunnel vision focused on that I'm not going to give up. And there's some things on YouTube I kind of have to dance around or drop a little hints by and sort of shy away from, which is why the book is filled with a lot of information that you won't find on my YouTube videos. I think part of the reason why I survived, why I haven't gotten caught up at least yet in a major cycle of mainstream media attacks this cycle around this election, is because I don't think they take me seriously, because I kind of clown around. I like to have a good time. So I appreciate you having me on so people can kind of see the serious side of me. And as you know from reading the book, I have a very serious side. The books are very serious.
You're a YouTube institution. It's too obvious if they ban you.
Well, and now I'm getting retweeted by the president. I was invited to the White House. And I don't say that to brag, but that's just a reflection of the success and of the mission being rewarded by the president himself. And I think since I have so many eyes on me now that they might be a little bit more cautious to.
I agree, because now the censorship is such a big deal. They don't want to get you. But I think if Biden wins, they're going to get you. I want to ask you, what happens if Biden wins? God forbid, they're going to contest the election. What do you think about that? Mark Dice got a bunch of questions here for you. Comedy is now political. The Department of Defense in Hollywood. Propaganda and sports. What your book covers.
This is your last chance to get a PAC Power
Irish Stein, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
So many times, the entertainment I get, the happiness, I can be depressed. And because I get down sometimes, and it's like 6 in the morning, and I get up and I get coffee, and Mark Dice must be up at 4 a.m. in California. And like, boom, there's a new video, because I subscribe to it. I'm like, it makes me feel good, because he makes it fun. And you know, I want to be like that. I do that sometimes. I want to be able to, like, process this somehow and not get where I want to kill people. Because that's what this comes down to. The new book, Hollywood Propaganda, I've got an advanced copy right here. They're out today. And look, Mark could have sold out. He could have had a national TV show. I even know about the offer he got. This isn't about the money. It's about the victory of sending this to the top of Amazon. So people need to go to markdice.com. They need to go to amazon.com. They need to go. Where do people go, Mark? Because I'm like, ask you during the break, what do you want to talk about? I want about this issue. I'm like, let's talk about your book. You came on about your book. Let's go to number one. It's all in the book. It's an amazing book. I've read about a third of it so far, maybe half, 40% or so. Why do people need to get the book? Where do they get the new Mark Dice book, Hollywood Propaganda?
It's not in stores because I published it, so you have to get it from Amazon.com in a paperback, or you can download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And I published it because I wanted to say what I wanted to say. I don't want a publisher to come and have it reviewed and, oh, well, we want you to change this.
Oh,
you
they can't totally say this. Control everything.
We won't publish it if you say this. They would send back notes.
People
it would
ask
be a
why
total
I don't have a book
nightmare.
I've done deals with big publishers, and then they put out a book of, I didn't say these things. Not to refuse the book.
Yeah, so this is exactly what I want to say, completely uncensored. And Hollywood is an entertainment capital of the world, but it's the propaganda capital of the world. It's the political capital of the world, in a sense, aside from D.C., because they set the culture. As Andrew Breitbart said, which has been called the Breitbart Doctrine, politics is downstream from culture. Hollywood shapes the culture, gets people to accept ideas that then are literally turned into laws. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez co-hosted, or was a guest host, rather, on RuPaul's Drag Race. This is a competition reality show about who's the best
Mark,
drag queen.
I'm going to stop you. I really want your book to go number one because that is a big victory. Tell us how we get the book, how it goes number one.
Go to Amazon.com, search for Hollywood Propaganda, and click the link and order it right now. And if we order it now, right after this broadcast, we concentrate the sales and the algorithm will push it up to the top. And I'm confident that we can get it very close.
Yeah, let me explain
we'll
to listeners.
If we can get it to
if we all
one.
Just buy 10,000 copies a day, there's millions listening. If you just do it, you get a great book, you can read it, give it to somebody, wake them up. That will push it to the top and causes a chain reaction, which then totally pisses the enemy off. It's a big victory. It's a big cannonball. We got the howitzer aimed at the enemy ship. Let's sink their ass.
We got a bump. John Brennan is up near the top. We got to push him off the top. Ted Cruz is up near the top. We can overtake him if everyone goes and orders Hollywood Propaganda by Mark Dice right now. And as I was saying, Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez just launched hours ago.
AOC guest hosted the drag queen show, and she told the drag queens that they are responsible for getting laws changed about LGBT, ABCDFG people because she knows, she didn't call it the Breitbart Doctrine, but that's what she was talking about. Change the culture, you're able to change the laws. And that's what they've done. And so they are literally pulling the strings and putting up a false mirror to try to shape society into the directions that they want us to go in. And we're seeing the effects of this with everybody's apologizing to be white now because it's you can't be proud.
That was my next question. What about the war on white people? Your book covers that.
Now, we've been seeing that, obviously, with Black Lives Matter. All Hollywood people are involved in that. But in the award shows for the last few years, they've been complaining about too many white people are getting nominated. Too many white people are getting winning the awards. And so now we're seeing Hollywood is catering to this idea that white people need to be removed from and replaced, in a sense, in pop culture.
Well, major
artifact.
Universities now have segregation of whites away from blacks. And this is Hitlerian.
Well, as you know, everything has to be diversity. There's too many white people in entertainment. And the latest thing, what they like to do is take popular franchises and then replace the iconic character with a black character. Annie, the popular singer Annie with the red-haired little Annie, they remade the movie. It's a black girl. The Wonder Years are coming back, the popular television show from the 90s. It's a black family. They're doing a live remake
the
of The Little Mermaid.
Hollywood, by making
she's
a character
black.
About you, owns you. They don't. Hollywood, literally funding Black Lives Matter, wants to end families.
They are open Marxist. Anybody who's been studying the group knows this. Michelle Obama just put out a propaganda piece today saying only a small fraction of the protests are violent. Well, they've caused $2 billion worth of damage. They've killed I lost count, over a dozen, perhaps two dozen people this summer, just innocent people in the riots, and they're fomenting it. And now we see the politicization of comedy is a chapter in the book, and comedy used to be fairly neutral. Johnny Carson wouldn't reveal which political party he supported. Neither did Jay Leno. Even David Letterman, you couldn't really tell where he stood on political issues. They were pretty fair. They would hit both sides. But now shows like Stephen Colbert are an anti-Trump editorial.
So where does Hollywood go now? It seems like, just like sports, destroying their audience, destroying their dominance. I think they're done. I mean, I think they know
they're not done. They're not going to be done, but they're going to have niche audiences. They've whittled their audiences down.
Well, yeah, but I meant done being dominant. Yeah, exactly. What are they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Be?
Yeah, they're done being mainstream. The audience is too fractionalized. There's too many methods to get entertainment. Too many shows, too many YouTube channels, too many streaming services. And so they're going to have niche audiences that they're going to cater to continuously. And that's why Stephen Colbert is just gone far off the left. His show has become an establishment must for Democrats that are running for office. Several of them literally announced their candidacy on his show, on a late night comedy show, Alex. That's how infused politics and entertainment
is. But on other shows, they say that Chuckie Schumer calls up and tells them what to say.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was actually credited with causing the repeal of Obamacare to be derailed. And he was consulting with Chuck Schumer. He later admitted this. Chuck Schumer's office was feeding him talking points. You may recall that he came on air and cried about his son. And his son's not going to be able to have surgery if Obamacare gets repealed. And it wouldn't even be necessarily repealed. It's a repeal and a replacement. So people with pre-existing conditions aren't going to not be able to get it.
We know that.
Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel, I mean, imagine a comedian, a late night comedian, a clown in a sense, a court jester, was credited with derailing a major piece of legislation. That's how powerful entertainment is. John
what about
Oliver,
the Department of Defense in Hollywood? We have the Department of Defense telling Trump, we're going to continue this critical race theory that whites are inherently bad people. Well, he should fire the Secretary of Defense, but... So the troops are good on average, but it's the brass that Trump talked about that are horrible. Your book gets into the Department of Defense in Hollywood.
Yeah, this shows how deep the swamp goes in D.C. and in Hollywood, because traditionally you would think that Hollywood actors are anti-war. They're a bunch of tree-hugging, loving liberals. They're against the war. But the reality is that Hollywood movies are some of the biggest pieces of pro-war propaganda in existence. And they work hand-in-hand with the Department of Defense to create those projects, because most people don't think about it, but where do you think they're getting the jets and the tanks and the aircraft carriers for these big blockbuster movies? They're getting them from the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense is not going to just lend or rent those pieces of equipment to a Hollywood studio that's producing a movie that is anti-war, like Oliver Stone's Platoon, which shows a more realistic side of war, the downsides of war.
Let's go further. Communist China owns four of the six studios now. They put out the new Top Gun movie, and China can't be criticized in it. So the Department of Defense is still funding Hollywood, even though it's owned by China.
There are limits, and Hollywood is catering to China as well, as you said, because the market is so huge over there that they don't want to offend the Chinese communist government and not get distribution. And so there's numerous cases of scripts being changed in order to not offend the Chinese government. For example,
let's talk about chapter 13 of your book, Bowing to China, when we come back, and so much more, and the war on Trump with Mark Dice. Mark Dice's new book. Everybody should get it, folks. It's a culture war. You're going to read it. You're going to know a lot of it. You won't know some of it. Your friends and family will get a copy. Get it today at Amazon.com. Hollywood Propaganda. Mark Dice.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Researcher Dave Dyer takes over next hour. Mark Dice, hard guy to get on. Good friend of mine, busy guy. Hollywood Propaganda, the new book. How TV, movies, and music shape our culture. None of the listeners know this, but you'll learn a lot with the book. Most important things to drive it, number one, that share the book. But Mark, let's talk about this, and then we'll get into the election and other issues here. What is it like for them to go, okay, we want to put a microchip in you. Okay, we want world government. Okay, robots are going to run your life. Okay, we're going to face scan you to buy and sell. Everything you and I have been, because I've been around 26 years. Gosh, buddy, I think you rock on my show first, 2004, 2005. Remind me when we met in person in L.A. 2006. You've been around. You published like, I don't know how many books, 10, 20, I don't know. I've read like 7 or 8 of them. What is it like, though, to be in this weird thing where we were all ignored, attacked, lied about. Now it all came through like we said. How do you process that?
Yeah, we can see this coming on the horizon, and you're right. I think I've known you since 2005, four, somewhere around that. And yeah, I've been writing books for 15 years, and we could see, we had the foresight to see what was coming on the horizon. And it wasn't just speculation. We could see what they were planning. We could see the government documents. We could see tanks pushing towards these kinds of things. And so we started piecing things together, trying to warn people about what was coming. And now it is, some of it is actually here. There are some more things to come down. In 2005, I wrote about neural interfaces, implanting computer chips into people. Brains to control them, and I was mocked, I was laughed at, people said I read too much science fiction, and now we have Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world, literally developing one of those things and openly merge with AI. So I was right, you know, try to stay kind of humble. You know, we have a pretty good track record. Jeffrey Epstein, we were warning about him for years, and now it's all mainstream news, and we know that they were covering it up because they knew all about it as well. And so
it would take 10 hours that where you were right, I was right. But the truth is, as you said, you were going off core documents, so was I. I get it sounds crazy that atrazine makes frogs gay. It does. You know, I know it sounds crazy they're running things in pedophile rings. They are. I know it sounds crazy they're worshiping an owl. But they are, you know, it's like, sorry, we're just telling you what we found.
And getting back to the Department of Defense liaison offices, and that's what they're called, entertainment liaison offices. And you can look, it's on the CIA's website, on any Department of Defense affiliate's website, where they have a specific department that works with Hollywood. And they have such control over these scripts, Alex, that they'll make minor little changes that may not seem like much, but it's in order to shape the audience's perception of the government or of specific issues. For example, in Hulk, about the Incredible Hulk, they consulted on that and offered some assistance. The Dr. Banner, David Banner, who had an accident at a lab and then, you know, become the Incredible Hulk. In the original script for that movie, it was just a government lab. But they said, no, it can't be a government lab because that makes the government look incompetent. That makes the government look bad. Let's just take that out. And to show you how deep it goes.
Oh, here's an example. Mike Judge told me this on camera. It's in like the Mike Judge interview. We should upload it. It's probably been banned, but it has been banned. But he said, oh, we were going to show one company running a whorehouse out of their coffee shop. They said, no, show everyone running whorehouses out. Then we're fine with it. Because it was all about all of society's collapse. See how that works? Sorry.
And, you know, during the war on terror after 9/11, there was a lot of discussion about whether or not we should torture these, you know, suspected terrorists. And a lot of people didn't want to go down that road for obvious reasons. That's a very slippery slope. It doesn't produce reliable results in most cases. And so Hollywood was there to carry the water for the deep state to promote torture. As you recall, you covered this at the time, shows like 24, where Jack Bauer is torturing the suspects, normalizing torture in front of millions of people week after week as a justification to, you know, get the bad guys in the war on terror. And films like Zero Dark Thirty, the dramatization about supposedly how Osama bin Laden was found, they inserted clearly, obviously, historical inaccurate information about them in that movie to try to create this false narrative that they should allow torture. Torture is good. So we see that being used as a mechanism to brainwash and falsely educate, indoctrinate millions and millions of people into believing a false narrative regarding history. And that's how powerful Hollywood is. One more example of the entertainment liaison office is Katy Perry has a music video where she got dumped by her boyfriend, didn't know what to do, sees a recruiting poster for the Marines, joins the Marines. Her entire music video is literally a recruiting video for the Marines. Now, whether that's good or bad is irrelevant. This is how
that's right. Propaganda works. Brunet, that's what it is. Though, telling women you're being feminist, get rid of your husband, do this. The point is, it's propaganda. People should know where it came from.
And that music video, we're talking about a music video from, you know, on MTV that was recorded on Camp Pendleton, a Marine base, using Marine aqua vehicles, helicopters, uniformed soldiers as extras in a pop culture music video that's supposed to be just entertainment, but it serves also as a recruitment video. And that's some of the things that I detail in Hollywood propaganda, because that's what it is. And none of these stars are going to admit this when they're going around on the late night shows and talking about when Tom Cruise
that's
is
right.
promoting.
They act like it's their opinion, but when they want COVID lockdowns, when they hate America. Whatever the message is, they're just there getting a dollar, or they're getting a yen or a yuan.
And we're seeing the coronavirus lockdown propaganda show up in Hollywood as well. And a lot of that isn't just from writers thinking that they need to do their part. It's the social impact agencies influencing them. Planned Parenthood has a division called the Arts and Entertainment Engagement Office.
That was my next question. You got a whole thing on abortion, Chapter 6.
Abortion has been normalized in the minds of millions of people largely because of Hollywood, and Planned Parenthood is at the forefront of that. And they're not just out there using their Democrat surrogates to try to demand, you know, women's health care. They're literally behind the scenes engaging with the entertainment industry, and their arts and entertainment office, the head, has been called Planned Parenthood's secret weapon. And there are numerous instances of abortions being portrayed in movies, in television shows, as a great thing because of a direct connection from Planned Parenthood, literally whining and dining these writers and studios.
But Mark Dice, the good news is they're having to take Margaret Sanger's name off Planned Parenthood in New York. They're having to stop the awards. The real grassroots, thanks to your work and many others' work, is now coming out. Get the book, Hollywood Propaganda, out there right now on Amazon.com. You don't like me to give Bezos money, but it drives it right to the top, and then it becomes a major cultural statement. Hollywood Propaganda, How TVs, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, Kindle edition. You also get a digital edition. Mark, we really appreciate it. You got to come back more than once every 6 months or once a year. In closing, the election, what do you think is coming 27 days out? Democrats plan to block it. They plan to try to have states secede. This is crazy. What are you seeing right now? What's your advice to the president and others?
You know, my hope is, and my feeling is that the silent majority is even larger. And building up to 2016, there were a lot of people who were afraid to publicly support the president. And when they went into the polls, we know how they voted. And since then, supporting the president has gotten extremely difficult, dangerous in many parts of the country. And so I think that there is a gigantic silent majority that is going to speak out through their vote in the polls. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to make predictions other than no matter what happens, the Democrats are going to get completely unhinged. If Biden wins, they're going to have institutional support for their Marxist revolution. The Antifa and Black Lives Matter foot soldiers are going to have the government backing the bully pulpit to support them. They're not going to go away. Frankenstein's going to turn on its master. And
I was about to say, there's going to, if Biden gets it, there'll be a huge fight over the party.
Look what they did to CNN's headquarters. They went and destroyed it, tried to break in, were throwing explosives in there. Black Lives Matter and Antifa doesn't have a better friend in the mainstream media than CNN, and that's how they treated them when the George Floyd riots first broke out back in late May, early June. And so they're going to start targeting Democrat members of Congress, just like we saw with the mayor of Seattle after he literally said, no, President Trump, I'm not going to support your troops. We're not going to bring federal funds in here, federal troops to tamp down the rioting, or was it in Portland, where literally the next day they tried to burn his condo down and he had to move now because he gave President Trump the finger. 24, 48 hours later, they ran him out of his own condo. So it's going to be wild that if President Trump wins, it's going to be complete pandemonium. They're going to get violent. It's going to be a dangerous situation. I think we're going into a very dangerous decade here. It's not just going to be a few years, no matter what happens. I think this entire decade is going to be complete chaos. Very, very dangerous time.
I totally agree with you, Mark. That's the smartest thing I've heard in about a month, is the craziness just intensifies. It's a period of revolution. Pro-anti-communist candidate is leading Ted Wheeler in Portland mayor race. So even his groveling wasn't enough for him. The book, Hollywood Propaganda, available at markdice.com and amazon.com. Get it. It's a great book. Send it number one. Mark, join us again soon. I look forward to talking to you, and we really appreciate you.
Great to be with you, Alex.
Good to be with you. All right, I'll finish up. We got a guest host coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.